Karen Mokomoko joins us for a korero this morning. You will recall early last month, Justice Churchman released his decision in regard to the Whakatohe Marine and Coastal Areas, or Takutai Moana case, heard in the High Court last year, that resulted in a joint customary marine title being awarded to six hapu of Te Whakatohe, Ngāti Ira, Ngāti Rua, Ngāti Patu, Ngāti Ngahere, Ngāti Tama and Upokorehe. An appeal against that decision has been filed by Landowners Coalition at the end of May. However, the Crown haven't appealed. Instead, they have filed as an intervener. Joining us today to speak of this matter, Karen Mokomoko. Thanks for your time today, Karen. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora. Well, many believe that we're on the way to some sort of resolution about what's been quite a standoff in the Whakatohe Orohe. What are your concerns, Karen?
I guess with the appeal from the landowners, it's just getting in the way of the whānau, the hapu's traction and moving forward. You know, we've had 180 plus years of non-tangata whenua ture placed upon us, and we've had to accept decisions that have been made, whether they were for or against us, mainly against. And, you know, this is one of the few occasions where the courts have actually really listened to tangata whenua. It was actually quite a beautiful process. I think Justice Churchman did a really good job in trying to be as holistic and as open-minded as possible within the realms of the High Court. I think he did a really good job, you know, as a first step of moving forward with tangata whenua. And, I think this is just...
Tell us about the Landowners Coalition. Who are involved there?
Well, Chris Finlayson is leading the charge, or he's representing them in court. I personally don't know who they are, other than perhaps people who have gained coastline properties in the last 180 years. I just don't know why they can't see who we are and what we're trying to achieve. We're not trying to take things away from people. We're actually trying to ensure that they are there for our future generations.
It's been a frustrating time for many associated with the Whakatohe claims process. Just getting back to that tikanga reference that Justice Churchman had in his finding, it carved the way for many who will follow in Whakatohe's footsteps, but obviously not everyone is pleased with the way that has rolled out. What would you make of the cases, the appeal processes, the court work involved in trying to get to the finish line, Karen?
That's just crazy. It is just so crazy. So, you know, last year there was 8 weeks of hearings. Not in Opotiki, not in Whakatāne. We had to travel to Rotorua. 8 weeks of that, constant travelling for our kuiaka mātua and all of our applicants trying to stand up for our rohe and, you know, where we come from. That's not including all of the prep work, all of the hīkoitanga that many whānau went on gathering this evidence to present to the courts. And, you know, we get what we think is a really good decision because now the six hapu of Te Whakatohe are recognised from Marae Tōtara to Te Rangi, to Tarakeha. That's a really good thing for us. It's just so frustrating that with us in Te Whakatohe, we seem to be constantly fighting the Crown, the politicians, for what is rightfully ours. It's our whenua. And, I mean, we do have a terrible history with Vaupatu, and that's another argument on the side that we are trying to work through. But personally, my own thoughts on this takitai process and the fact that the hapu were working together to push this across the line to get recognised as the six hapu of Te Whakatohe, we've been working together, and that has been, I guess, a milestone in itself. So that was good about the Tapu Wānanga process. It forced us to work together, but the Raupatu is still something that's trying to split us apart, because, you know, we've got the parallel process. You know, you can go and have the direct negotiations over here, and then over there you have the inquiry, the tribunal inquiry, but the settlement is based on the stories that haven't been told yet. So there's a lot of dodo around that, and, you know, perhaps this Tapu Wānanga is a way of bringing us together on this side so that hopefully we can work through and get the best outcome possible for everybody of Te Whakatohia. And, you know, if we can be an example of how neighbouring iwi or neighbouring hapu can work together to gain a collective outcome for tangata whenua, then that is so important. We need to do it, because if we don't work together, we might as well say to our tupunas, oh, sorry, we've given it away now.
Well, it's certainly an issue that's played out publicly. Interesting to see Chris Finlayson and the way he is involved here. What's your personal involvement? What's your role in the situation, Karen?
So I am one of the applicants for Te Whanau Mokomoko. Our application is under Ngā Uri o Mokomoko. Same role too, though.
Well, yeah. It's a frustrating situation. What's the time frame that we're looking at here? Is this one going to linger as long as others, or do you think there'll be a speedy resolution?
Who knows? We're hoping for a speedy resolution. I understand that sometime in, before the end of the year, I think, there'll be another week of the appeal process in the courts. And then I don't know how long after that it'll take Justice Churchman to go through, and or whoever it is, to make that next decision. The last one, we had our hearing ending in around October-ish. I think we had a decision, yeah, May, I think it was. So, you know, 7 months. We need to be clear, you know, for us, for the applicant groups, for the hapu of Te Whakatohia, we need to know, okay, what is the outcome? Because we need to start preparing for the next step for us. If the outcome is that the title stands under the mana of the six hapu, that's cool, but what does that look like for us? You know, Te Whanau Mokomoko. Justice Churchman did make some special preservations. I don't know if that's the right terms, but he did make some specific comments around Te Whanau Mokomoko, but really now that is for us to work within Ngā Hapu o Te Whakatohia to see what does that look like, you know, in a real sense. So, yeah, we've got work to get on with, but how can we go ahead and, you know, really get our heads into that space when we're uncertain of, hang on, we're still working on trying to get it over the line, you know? So it's really frustrating. You're right, it is really frustrating. And it just seems like, you know, these goalposts that they put up and then move. And, you know, with this landowners coalition, what right do they really have to appeal? You know, this was us proving to the Crown that we have history there from the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi. Now this appeal process has come in, and I understand very clearly that we can't bring new evidence, we can't introduce new evidence into the process. Had we realised that, then maybe we would have gone back another 200 years, 300 years, to really solidify through these different hapu, through our different whānau connections, we were here. Do you get that?
I certainly do. Wish you well. Thanks very much, Karen.
Thank you very much for your time, Dale.
Kia ora, ngā mihi nui kia koe, Karen.